This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Is there an angle? Is there an angle for this?
We'll find it.
All right.
We're going to be able to feel it when we've struck something.
Yeah, sick. Hey, and if we don't, the journey is...
Sometimes those are the most beautiful episodes.
Sometimes a journey is good. I think that's the saying.
You're up in California, yeah?
Yeah, way up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not unlike striking oil in California, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
My goodness.
Mm. Yeah.
He speaks the language.
So he's done his research as well.
Yeah. So he knows.
And so he came prepared with research.
I don't know what that means.
So oranges, oil, and movies, baby. That's California.
Mm-hmm. 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 And so what do you mean when you say striking oil up in... As in,
when they find oil, that's a good thing.
Have you ever been to the San Joaquin Valley?
Yes.
It's the breadbasket of America. Mm-hmm. It's what it's referred to as.
All the food.
I should have mentioned bread. I'm sorry. North California, that's where you get your sourdough.
Lots of delicious breads.
Oh,
skin
sourdough or a nice.
You guys have
crunch.
To tour. You guys need to go on a tour.
We will be next year coming to.
You have to.
We are.
Are you coming to California?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
We're probably going to hit both Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Are they both California?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Get the oranges and the sourdough. Mm.
Sean, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, can I have a fucking second, please?
Jesus.
Like, fuck,
it started
it's
with
all
them.
Business.
Now,
like,
yes,
I'm hanging
and
out
I,
with
and
my
I'm
friend.
Totally aware of this, and I'm really sorry. It was when Broden was like, I'm recording, that, like we're recording now. The, like, it was,
yes,
like,
it the, became
the,
this whole,
the,
like, go, 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 go. Yeah,
I'm sorry about that. I'm just,
yeah.
The guys over here know me as Mr. Business.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's right. Because mm-hmm. I'm about making sure things are moving and tight. Was that fair?
And I was in the room, though. I was in the room, and as much as I think I get it, it came off as Mr. Business, I think it was more of an FYI BTW kind of situation.
Mm. So we didn't say anything that was, like, really sick and, like, freaky.
Yeah. Like, it was like, FYI BTW, there is recording happening, you know? It wasn't like,
Please be normal.
Yeah. I didn't want to get in a situation where you said something and then down the track... you're like, I didn't agree to being recorded for that. And then there'd be litigation.
That's Mr. Business.
A Phillies hat, too. So it's...
Yeah.
And that's from your love of Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
And the Philadelphia 76ers has bled out into the entire city of Philadelphia or just their other sports teams.
The story of the hat is that... are you aware of Jimmy Pop?
Are you aware of Jimmy Pop?
Simple yes or no. Are you aware of Jimmy Pop?
It's a yes or no question.
It's feeling like no right now.
But you will be once a few more hints get laid.
It's crazy to know.
The thing is, you don't even know.
We call Jimmy Pop. Here we call that popcorn.
No. That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I didn't know who Jimmy Pop was.
It's fucking Jimmy Pop, all right?
But once you'll know who Jimmy Pop is.
It's funny to see.
Jimmy Pop is a man, not a snack.
It's funny to sit here and go, there's two people who have no idea that in 1 minute's time they're going to go, I know Jimmy Pop.
You know Jimmy Pop.
You do know Jimmy Pop.
Oh, wow.
Do you know Jimmy Pop?
We
know Jimmy Pop.
Okay.
No Googling as well. I don't want any of that sort of, you know, a producer bringing up a screen and showing the Wikipedia of Jimmy Pop.
No, I don't want that either. Yeah.
Jimmy Pop is the lead singer of the Bloodhound Gang.
Okay, I do know Jimmy Pop.
Yeah. I know Jimmy Pop as well, yeah.
Okay, good.
Now,
they sing the fuck song.
Mammals, but we're going to fuck like
about sweating and
tonight.
fucking like... Yeah, the fuck song.
So mammals. Jimmy Pop recently... sent us a care package saying, you know, here's some Philadelphia stuff. So he got me a Phillies hat. He got me a James Harden jersey.
Tell him what they got me.
They got him a... Jimmy Pop got Mark a baseball card.
No. No.
Oh, no, sorry. It looked like a baseball card. It's a Star Wars card.
Yes.
Of Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Darth Vader.
I don't know why I fucking get you to do anything. He gave me a limited edition a baseball card with Jar Jar Binks on it.
Wow. Oh, wait. Sounds like he was close.
It just wasn't said actually, in the way that I would have said it, and so I just
sure, yeah, no, I could see why.
Yeah.
So we're recording, by the way.
I'll tell them about just,
yeah, no, we're recording right, no, here. We're recording here.
Wait, Jimmy
Pop
going?
Actually sent me. He sent me a don't care package.
Oh, really? What was in that? Yeah. Just a big fuck
just
you.
Poo poos.
It was just no. It was like wrappers, like candy wrappers and stuff. It was like lollipop
empty candy wrappers,
like a Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Hmm? We don't have Babe Ruths here. You can only get those kind of candies at suburban stores that have American flags on them, and they're all out of date.
You can't get a Babe Ruth candy anywhere. It's a Babe.
No,
Ruth.
It's called
a Baby Ruth.
Yeah, it's called a Baby.
It's called a Baby Ruth.
And ask for a Babe Ruth.
Well, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying
you can't
express
get a Reese
that I don't
piece anywhere.
Did they change it? Did I thought it was always named after the player of the of that what's that
baseball?
Yeah.
We should start
we were just
show,
talking about baseball.
Kevin,
you don't know what baseball is now?
Yeah, I've got a card from Jimmy Pop.
You just said baseball before that.
Yeah, well, he said baseball card, and then he said Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, they're different. Baseball cards and the sport. What's that?
That's baseball.
Different. They're very different things. Did I? I don't know, man. I'm so confused.
He was sick yesterday.
I was sick yesterday.
Ah, shit, man. Well,
I didn't tell you. It was a mental health day.
So,
can you guys hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. We can hear.
Who's playing that? Who's playing that? Is that us? Can we cut? Can we cut that?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, guys.
You.
Sorry, guys. We're getting a bit.
This is our theme song. This is the way this works. Is Kevin plays the song?
Guys, we're getting a bit of sound on our end.
Then I do like a half-ass sort of like semi idea that I like hope Hayes will help me out with. He kind of does. And then we, extend that for long enough that you guys sort of start to look impatient and drum your fingers against the tabletop. And then we throw to you the guests, and then you spend the rest of the episode wondering why you had to sit through that initial part.
And it's worked
but
this
it's
long.
It's not you talking.
I don't know
over
if you guys have another idea. Then, yeah, like, by no, all means. To, but like this has been working for quite a few episodes for us. So
and
what
number is this?
Kevin, this better not be 500. Do not say this is 500.
If this is 500,
Kevin,
then we have to scrap it.
474.
Great.
470.
Perfect.
Okay.
So not even that's good. It's not even a five. This is not even a five or a zero. That feels perfect.
Did you want to go through the intro again with that? With us knowing that's what
I don't know. Do you want
to
do it?
Happy to do that.
I take no pleasure in doing the intro, but
yes, please.
No, yes, please.
Kevin, do it. So, it's early November, so we have our traditions, obviously.
Is this what you're after?
For me, I got to take down the haunted house.
I think it is. Yeah.
So,
do you always talk over the
what
top
do you think?
It?
What do you think?
I don't
Bruno?
Know.
You hear him. It's pure.
Is this what I'm
distilled
after?
Distilled setup.
It's just
it's
very
time,
different.
It's establishing, like, why now?
Where we are in time, what the activity is. There's a potentially, Broden, if you wait, there's a bit of a twist on what I was saying yet to come. But
so,
I'm coming.
It kind of sounds
you're
like what we're after.
You've got
to
notes,
me, it kind of
like
sounds like
thoughts.
Exactly what we're after.
Do you see where we're coming from, though? This would be the first podcast that we've been on, either as hosts or guests, where the theme song is spoken over. And if that's a point of difference for
that's
you, that's
not
what's,
true
that's
because
what's
you've done
you
our
audience.
Podcast before. No, Broden, it wouldn't be the first one.
That's not true.
Broden. It would be the first podcast
you've
we've done it on, even though we've done this. It's the same podcast.
Broden, you're
this
upsetting them.
Separate podcast.
You're upsetting them. I just think, just pull it back. Oh, they're clearly mad.
Okay.
Just pull it back.
It's the first. It's the second time you're doing the first podcast where this has happened, and the first time you did it, you had no issue.
by returning to the same podcast does not make it a second podcast.
And I've conceded that. And I have conceded that. That has actually been established in what I just said.
Okay. This isn't. Yeah, this isn't.
Harder. They're being mean. Go harder.
This is not Hollywood Handbook, and this isn't the Fuckboy Show. This is still Hollywood Handbook.
There's a way things are done, Broden. There's a way things are done. We're trying to move forward. We're trying to ingratiate ourselves with an American audience. And you've upset one of those doorways, one of those paths.
It's just the most classic non-American behavior. I'll just say it.
And what does that mean? And what does that mean? And what does that mean?
It's textbook non-American.
Yeah,
what we're seeing here.
We can feel it. Yeah.
Do you think that's how people make it in America, by being non-American like this? This is not. This is not how they do things. You can put a sheen of Australianness, a sheen of Britishness. They like it when they seem British, but you have to behave like an American.
Oh, wait,
and I said, Kevin, you remember
a nod towards the British?
Do you remember I said, Kevin? I said we can do. I said we can do this,
Kevin.
But do you remember? Do you remember? I said. You remember this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we start again?
So you admit on record, you remember? I said. You remember? I said.
He said, we can do it, Kevin.
I said, we can do it. I said, we can absolutely do it. But you remember?
But.
Say yes.
Yes.
If you remember, say yes. So you do remember.
I remember.
Oh, that's a relief.
Okay.
I'm feeling a lot of attention here. I'm actually feel like I'm about to cry. Would it be okay if maybe, should we start again? Should we just try again, play the theme song again? Just start with a fresh, clean palette.
I want to try to do that again.
I would love to move on.
I'd like to do it again if that's okay.
I'd like to reset.
But I'd love to know just a couple of things. One, are you going to talk over it?
That's what people do in America, man.
We'll be talking over it.
Great. Yes. I know that now. And two, we just sit here and shut our fucking mouth. Is that what you want? Just fucking sit here and shut up.
I'd love something in between where you were not threatening to remain silent for the entire episode and you were not... being a huge fucking problem for the entire episode.
I guess I'm unclear
about what you even think that is.
Yeah. I
don't even want to say yes or no, having no.
I just want to know if I can shut
hang
the
on
fuck
a second.
Up.
Excuse me. I just received a text. I didn't silence my text. My wife sent me a TikTok from Golden Retriever Life.
That's right.
So I don't know what this is. This has been sent. I haven't watched it, but I think that it's possible.
Yeah,
that perhaps this could kind of bridge our cultural divide we're experiencing.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Why don't I send this to Kevin and we can all together.
We'll put it up
and
on
once
the screen.
Again, yeah, once again, my wife, the peacemaker, has saved the day. And Kevin, so you now have a TikTok and the TikTok is from an account, I guess, called Golden Retriever Life.
And we've recently added the capacity to that. We have integrated this. So we are now able.
Wow.
We are integrated with TikTok. Wow. And as you can see, we are now able to view this on the same platform.
This would be great for fact.
Okay.
Sorry.
So
just for clarity, we're seeing a TikTok video here on our
screen. We're watching a TikTok together as a family.
Yeah.
It says there's a caption here that I'll read for everyone because I don't know if I want to read it while we're watching it. We might have other reactions. It says, I asked my dog to record me while I danced for the first time on TikTok. Her reaction is priceless.
Now, I just want to establish so this doesn't cause a huge like fucking issue for the rest of the show. It feels like this TikTok is going to be purely scored by a musical track.
Yes.
And so in order to convey what is happening, not to each other, but to anyone who is listening, someone may have to talk over the music.
The music will be playing and we'll be talking, which I know for you in particular, Broden, has presented something of a challenge in the past.
I don't think I have the challenge, but go on.
I don't think I have the chance.
I don't even know. Who are you?
Who wanted it to come out?
I don't who could you possibly be referring to?
He would love to have another run at that sentence.
I don't think I have the challenge.
I don't think I'm the one
You don't think you're challenged?
You don't have the challenge.
If there is a challenge,
I was saying you wish you could do it again.
If there's a challenge.
No.
If someone's challenged.
It's not working for you, Broden.
Golden life.
Just pull if out. There's a the challenge, there's one. Life. There's it's not with me.
Yeah, you said it was golden retriever life. Sorry, I have a few questions.
No, there's the username and then there's the
Ellie Golden. Golden
Ellie,
Retriever.
Ellie bro. Golden Life is the name of the user, and then next to it, it says Golden Retriever Life.
Yes, and is that the name of the dog?
The dog's name is
Ellie.
The dog's name is Ellie Golden Life Golden Retriever Life.
This looks like Ellie's
wearing a harness that says Ellie. I think it is.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. This seems quite a Kaufman-esque because the dog is filming Kaufman.
Kaufman.
Sorry, Corley Kaufman. It looks like. Someone is filming the dog filming. It's quite meta.
Well, can I just
I'm quite
actually,
interested
yeah,
to
someone
see.
Someone must be filming Matt, the dog.
Someone's filming, but the dog is filming the someone.
He asked his dog to record him while he danced for the first time on
TikTok.
So
is it the dog's?
The reaction is priceless.
Yeah. Right. Is it the dog's account?
It says it there.
It's the dog's account?
This actually feeds into a question I have.
Who's
filming? And I think this is relevant to the bridging of the cultural gap here. Is this something that happens a lot in America? Do dogs film the TikToks of their owners often? Or is this more of a sort of a creative thing?
This is actually,
I don't know what a lot
is
for you. Yeah.
Well, I just want to clarify, and I totally understand the confusion. When this man says, I asked my dog to record me while I dance for the first time, he is saying this is the first time this has happened ever. So what we are witnessing is...
The dancing, it's the first time he's ever danced?
It's the first time he's asked his dog to record him.
It's first time.
So dogs don't often, so this isn't the first time this has happened between
them.
It's
not that they don't often do it, Zach.
Yeah.
They have never done this before.
I've never seen this in Australia.
Right there, for the first time.
But it has happened. I mean, it's happening now.
So my question is,
are
we viewing this through sort of the eyes of God?
No, the eyes of dog.
The eyes of dog. Oh, the eyes
so
of dog.
There's not,
no, the like, eyes no, of dog are at the camera.
We can see dog.
We can see dog.
So they don't have infinite space to just like explain everything about the production of this. But what it is, I asked my dog to record me while I danced for the first time on TikTok and another dog to record her while she was
so there is a second.
Dancing.
Well, or did this, did Ali set up this camera? Before I watch a TikTok, I need to understand the context of it. And this is confusing me.
And there is a bit of a cultural gap as well. We don't know if dogs film TikToks in the United States. Do you understand the cultural gap?
Right, but we did answer that, which is they do not until this exact moment. This is
now they do. I imagine this will kick off an entire phenomenon.
But this was posted 7 hours ago.
Here, so it's viral.
So there's yes.
This was this is a vintage clip. This is an older clip.
No, it was posted 7 hours ago.
7 hours ago. Yeah.
And so there's no way people have
got 800,000 likes.
I don't understand if it's a common thing in the United States to for a dog to film people's TikToks. How is this a new video?
No, so this is a new version of that video. So like movies are old, but if you go to the movies now,
But I think I see the understanding. Yeah. You are thinking that it's a common thing for dogs to film their owners dance.
Yeah, dancing.
Yeah.
What I am attempting to explain to you is it is common, rare, none of these terms do justice to the uniqueness of this moment.
Right. Yeah. Because is it even rarer?
Was unprecedented until this very day.
It's not on the spectrum of rarity. Like the whole concept of frequency doesn't apply to this moment. It has never happened before.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This man's wife texted it to him during his podcast record.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss their favorite music videos, the boys chat with Griffin Newman on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Auntie Donna at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
But there's some understandable confusion, and I apologize for it, and perhaps I shouldn't even keep bringing up this side of it. But it was, you know, heretofore not only uncommon, unprecedented, it had never happened. In the 7 hours since this has been posted, I imagine it has been happening so much.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's how TikTok works.
It is probably very common and happening even, right now, you know, right outside my window or something.
Yes. Even common is not something that you would describe how frequently it's just something that is. It's just like now it's just something that continuously exists as dogs recording me, the owner,
for the first time.
Yeah. Dancing for the first time.
Yeah,
because they've never danced before.
They've never danced before either. Yes.
No. So the dogs set up a camera to film themselves
filming a man dance.
That's a different dog. A different dog.
There's a different. There's a different.
Is two dogs
recruited?
I believe it's also a golden retriever. I can't confirm that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we should note visually, just for the listener, the dogs aren't holding. I know a lot of listeners are thinking dogs don't have opposable thumbs. The dog is not holding the camera. It's on a stand.
It's clearly set it up on a tripod. On
a
tripod.
The dog's a good girl. She's sitting patiently in front of the tripod. The tripod is holding it. It has a clip. It's holding the phone, which is functioning as a camera for the purposes of this video. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the camera we're seeing through, but certainly the camera that's filming his dancing.
And the second camera, you can't see this, but the camera that is being used to film the TikTok is set at a much higher level. So the dog is standing on its hind legs in order to see that camera as it's filming. And so that, of course, is not a golden retriever life. That the footage of that second dog would be on a different account, golden retriever work. That dog is at work.
Yeah, they're at the office.
And we do need working dogs, you know? It's not ideal. Sure. Eventually AI will replace them, but until a robot can take a photo, we do need working dogs, and that is a shame, but it's important.
Yeah, I don't know. We need it. It's a part of society right now, and, you know, people can have their opinions on whether or not it should exist. It does exist.
Yeah, well, I think joy is important. What's the point of life if there's not the joy of a TikTok video shot by a dog, you know?
Shot by a dog.
I guess I would have to be able to watch the video to find out. I guess to answer your question, I'd love to be able to see.
Does everybody feel comfortable watching the video?
Well, I just wanted to, because it's shot by a dog, shot by a dog, if that makes sense. It's not just shot by a dog. Does that make sense?
It doesn't, but I think I'm confident to go into the video. I hope it makes sense in time.
All right.
And here it is.
Who's gonna be Kevin? Stop. Kevin, will you be I just wanna like so we don't
will
have
Will you
a bunch
be describing
people?
What's happening during the actual footage or
if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Can I ask, are you watching TikTok on Safari?
It's integrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all my so freak shit's on Google into, Chrome.
How are you how
clean slate
what do you
mean on Safari?
It's integrated into the platform. The whole it's our network or show or it's part of our show. It's integrated.
Wow. Safari is
it's seamless. It's all vertical.
You said integrated a few more times, but that didn't clarify for me what you meant by integrated.
Just
repeating that word, it didn't explain.
I'm starting to wish Broden would get shot by
you
a dog.
Can
Which does happen in this country.
I wish a damn fucking.
I just want to know.
The Beretta would kick down the door and just fucking empty the clip in this guy. He's making it impossible to do the show.
Wet working dog.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
I heard you pant house. I heard you pant at house. I heard you. Doesn't matter. I'll do it later.
I will be narrating the video.
Okay. Great.
All right.
We see
over
a young
the top
man.
Of it?
Excuse me?
Over the top of the. Because we are doing the. It's okay to talk over music.
But not you, Mark.
No.
Not us.
All right.
Yeah, only me. I'm going to talk over the video while it's occurring.
Okay.
And this is,
okay
this is the
that?
Beginning of the video.
Hang on. Just wait a sec,
no,
Kev.
No, it's fine. I think it'll be fine.
Mark's pissed off, I think.
I'm not pissed off.
You can do it,
is
Mark,
that something?
If you'd
like. Is this like kind of a Mark? Is this what. Mark does. I've sort of wondered, like, what his thing is in this.
Yeah.
So is it,
is.
If it's this, like,
yeah.
we like,
yeah. What is my?
Hey,
what
you're the
this
guest.
Is your thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is your thing.
Yeah, this is my thing. This is my thing.
Yeah,
and I would like to not explain it further than that.
That's so. So let's let Mark. Let's have Mark do it.
Mark.
No, no,
oh,
I want.
No,
no,
I want.
So Mark then.
No.
Talk over the video.
No, I didn't want to take. I don't want to take this away from Kevin. I think Kevin is the right.
I'd like it. I'd actually like
the right choice.
I'd actually. I would actually prefer it. I would actually prefer it. I don't want the situation where like that now it's suddenly an issue the way that we do these things. Why don't you just do it?
We do.
That would be much better for
me. The appearance afterwards, and so we don't want it to be this thing where now you're refusing to post the podcast anywhere because we didn't let you do your thing. And it's like I don't care, like do it. It's the same shit to me.
I feel like I've bullied Kevin out of his
out of his role.
There's Kevin no ability fine. For you to do that. He is 100% accountable to me and Sean only. So okay, there's absolutely nothing you can do or say that would supersede what my directive is for him, which is, Kevin, do not narrate over this video. Mark is going to be doing it.
Create a situation here. I've just sort of done a little look at Broden. I don't want to create a situation here. Me and Broden, we're not going to allow Mark to do this. This is a big opportunity for us. And for that kind of disrespect, it's not going to be coming from our
Maybe we can meet in the middle. Maybe we do like a sentence or a word at a time.
That's not happening Kevin at our
No, it's a hard no.
Jesus. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I do want it to work for everyone. Do you have an alternative arrangement that you want, Zach and Broden? Are you guys, do you want to talk over the video? I mean, I know what this is leading to.
You can't.
Zach and I, we're pretty easy. We're pretty chill. So like,
Do we watch it in silence? I mean, do we watch it in complete silence?
That's
starting
not fun.
To feel... I agree it's not ideal, but I'm dying to see the video.
Yeah.
Was supposed to bring us together, and I should talk to my wife about this, because it seems like what she's done is sort of detonated a bomb in the middle
She's created a lot of tension.
That has only driven us further apart.
If we
hadn't been sent this golden retriever life video, I think we might actually be into the show and kind of.
Is there any movement? Is there any movement from your end on Kevin reading it? Just for clarity,
in terms of
from you guys,
whether we would allow it?
Yeah. Mm.
If the alternative is silence,
I gotta
right
back
now,
my partner. He took a hard line, and at the time I thought, man, he's overplaying his hand. This could back us into a corner, but now I just kind of have to ride with him.
I'm feeling better about the silent option than the Kevin option right now. God knows I'm not going to be able to anticipate.
I mean, my wife sent me the video. Do you want me to call her and I'll just ask her generally what happens in it?
Would be great. And then we can know
then
what
we don't
to
have
anticipate.
To watch it. Well, then we don't have to watch
it.
We can just
depending on how it sounds, it might sound really good.
I think the only way I'm going to walk away happy from this because I feel like Kevin was going to do it. I feel like I said something out of turn.
Hey,
it then became
Grace,
my responsibility. I was really excited.
The TikTok video. Shut the fuck up, Mark.
The TikTok video you
sent me from Golden Retriever Life. We were having an argument on the show, and I said, my wife just sent me this video that sounds like it's probably pretty cute. Maybe we could all watch that, and it would kind of dissipate the tension. Since then, there's been a pretty heated argument over who would be allowed to narrate what's happening in the video. No one can agree. And I said, well, Grace has seen the video. Let me call her. Maybe she can tell us kind of generally what happens. We can decide whether it's worth watching, whether we want to have you say it again while we play it or something like that. But could you just give me a sense of what's going on there?
You haven't even watched the video yet?
That's been a big hurdle for us just because, you know, initially we thought Kevin usually describes like during teaser freezers, et cetera. That's a segment on our show, guys.
It's a golden retriever watching his dad dance.
The reaction is apparently priceless, right?
From the dog or the man?
Well, the golden retriever. Dog. I don't want to spoil anything, but the golden retriever doesn't think his dad's a good dancer.
I gotta watch this. I'm sorry. I need to watch this. I'm willing to fold on this. And Kevin is gonna narrate it.
I sort of thought that you would watch it and picture Bosch watching you dance.
Right. Yeah. Well,
that's how we all watch
anything. Like, whole life into it.
We insert ourselves into anything that.
Okay.
I didn't know you had a dog.
You're gonna pick him up from school. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Who's being picked up? Sorry.
My son is getting picked up from preschool. Cool. Normally, I do it, but I did have this to do.
And thank you for making the time for us. Kevin and I were back and forth a fair bit, and thank you for.
We really appreciate the opportunity.
So now that we know what to anticipate, I think it's helpful for all of us to focus. I mean, I, I'm
I think eyes on the dog is the plan here, right?
Yeah, I would say the same. Yeah,
the dog's reaction. So you,
because whether the owner is a good dancer or not is sort of irrelevant. Like,
well, if
he was great
dancing
and the dog has a funny reaction, or if he's bad, like, it's all gonna work for me.
So we have a game plan. It's dog all the way to the entire 30 seconds. I'm going to be eyes on dog unless we want to distribute how we're
Does
playing.
Does somebody want to watch the guy? Does somebody want to volunteer to watch the guy?
I was going to say, I think maybe we may need to watch it twice. And once where we're focusing on the dog, and again when we're focusing on the man, and then maybe
So are we all watching the dog the first time and then all watching the man the second time? Or do we want to split it up?
I don't think it's fair to split it. I don't think that's fair.
I honestly, the trust at this point is gone. And so the idea that, like, you're going to be telling me what is happening over in the man's area, I don't, like, you're absolutely right.
I think what we'll do is divide it up. Hayes, why don't you, I know you're really excited to see the dog. Why don't you watch the dog this time? I'm going to be eyes on the man.
Perfect.
We will watch it a second time. I do need to see what the dog does.
Yes.
Although I completely trust you, Hayes, to explain it. I think it would be nice for me.
I can give you actually little specifics and vice versa for like you to be looking for to enrich your experience.
Absolutely. And I can chime in a little bit with what he's doing in terms of if there's a particular dance move or there's a moment. Yeah.
On our end, I was going to say, Zach, did you want to watch?
Don't care. Don't even need you guys to.
Well, it's important
be
for us because we are part of this process, and to be cut out like that is just fucking rude.
Well, you may have done it to yourself. Let's entertain that.
No, well, you did just do it. You did. You said we're not, so you did. So I didn't.
Can I make a suggestion for the studio? Add a mirror. You're going to want to take a good long look in that every now and then.
Thank you for your feedback, Mark.
Come on. Do you want to
come on, man.
Would you maybe like to watch the man?
I'd
Broden,
like to watch
do you
the
want
dog.
To watch
I
the
want
dog?
To watch the dog.
And I might close my eyes because otherwise it might be too many eyes on it. And then I'll sort of, I don't know, I guess just hear
well,
what everyone sort of experienced
the listener.
And
you're
experience it in
listener.
My mind's eye.
Yeah, you're experiencing the listener's journey there, and you can actually, through your questions, you can be there sort of.
Yeah, and I'll pick up on any fucking bullshit as well. I'll be able to know if anyone's lying because I haven't seen it. I'm not being manipulated by the footage in front of me. For me, it's...
I have one question, and I don't know if this is relevant. I think it might just be something we engage with when it comes up while the video is playing. Have we considered that there might be a camera change and we don't see either the dog or the dancer for a period of time?
I think we... appreciate
the
that suggestion. And I do think we, like, injecting just, like, a kind of a fail-safe, just a ripcord, I think if that happens, we just shut it down.
Stop the video. Yeah, Kevin, if that happens, so if there's any kind of reverse angle or something that happens where either the dog or the man are not visible.
Yeah, we just abort.
Just shut down the computer. Because
Close the computer.
Just for safety. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for, I was worried I was bringing up something irrelevant there, but thank you for taking
that was a great question. I had been thinking about it a little myself.
Yeah.
Mark, are you saying that we narrate as well over the top of the boys?
Well, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like what we've all agreed to here is that we're going to play the TikTok. We're going to watch it in silence. While Kevin narrates.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we're all going to discuss kind of... exactly what's been seen.
Then we'll watch it a second time.
And then we'll watch it a second time. And maybe the second time I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah, are you going to be closed both times? Okay.
It really depends on how the description of it goes. Because if it fails for me, if it's something that I don't find interesting, I'll have no interest in watching it again with my eyes open.
Yeah.
Or Mark, if you'd like, I can move my mouth like I'm narrating and you can say the words.
No, thank you. All right, let's go.
Interesting. Here it is, the beginning
of
the video.
I have to say this, Mark, as you tell us that if the description isn't sort of up to your standard and doesn't capture your imagination, you're going to refuse to watch the second time.
Yes, I will.
I'm reminded, as I am periodically, of a quote from the great thinker Herbert Spencer, who said, there is but a single principle which can keep a man in everlasting ignorance, and that is contempt prior to investigation. Mm. And I would encourage you, not with this, hey, this is a TikTok video, right? Like, who gives a shit? You watch it, you don't. I hope we do. But for yourself, as you move through this world, there will be other opportunities for you, perhaps, to engage with something that you don't initially think is going to be your cup of wallaby tea.
Coffee, you know, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You may find that keeping an open mind...
Wow.
Well, minds are a little like parachutes, huh?
In what way?
They only work when they're open. They only work.
But there's a safe. But there's a safety.
There's a secondary. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So how does that play into it?
It opens the parachute as well.
But I would say that.
That's watching the video twice, isn't it?
Yeah.
A parachute starts closed.
But you're how does the falling?
It has to be closed.
But I'm not. But if my mind isn't
to work,
it has to start closed.
It has to start
for
closed.
For something to open, does it not have to be closed?
But also, if I'm not jumping out of a plane, then why would I open the parachute?
Well, maybe you're doing like a little kid's sort of gymboree type class.
Right.
All getting underneath the parachute and it's falling down on you.
Well, I feel like it would slow me down if I'm just going for a run, which you know I like to do, and I opened up the parachute. That's just going
to
slow
Could
me down.
Could be a way to get out of science class. You're sitting in science class.
Mm-hmm.
You pulling the ripcord on your parachute, it explodes out of the little like backpack that you have on. Like that's at least going to cause enough of a delay that...
Sorry,
like,
teacher. I think I need to go to the nurse.
Yeah.
It's like it's just not quite working for me.
Well, I think
I'm trying to track it. I'm happy to not ever see this TikTok unless the description is wild. So it's on you guys.
It looks like the dog films the guy dances and he looks unimpressed. That's what I'm expecting.
I got to guess at what the dog's going to do, you know, and I
turn around and walk
if I could describe it,
the second camera.
Well, I'm thinking it's going to put its paws over its face. Like, I can't even look at this.
Yeah.
Like, this, come on, this dancing is like, I don't want to see this. This is what my guess. I have no idea. You know, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it once. I'm going to watch it twice.
Could just be a look towards camera.
Yeah. Just sort of an eye roll. Like,
right?
Are you getting all this?
I
wish I wasn't.
It could be a roll like falls to the ground. Because that's quite easy to train for dogs is the falling to the ground. Probably easier than paws on face.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's what's going to happen, but it's more likely, I think.
Can I just take a time out?
I didn't know we had
a
dog trainer in the Zoom today.
Well, I just recently got
Caesar
a dog
Milan
and we've just started the training.
Guest. That would actually be amazing.
Yeah, let me introduce the guest. Kevin, what happened?
I can only use TikTok 15 minutes a day, so
that
I need
part
a little
of
break.
That's our partnership, our integration with them.
Yeah.
Legitimately?
Part of the vertical integration.
So We can't watch it now.
And that was
I'm not
for
sure that
Kevin.
We'll be able to see it. Yeah.
So when we integrated TikTok, they were like, so Kevin is working on your show? Okay. So based on his habits using the app, he is only going to be able to watch it for 15 minutes a day.
For his protection as well as that of the TikTok user.
Oh, goodness. That's not a good... I mean, the implications of that are not good.
No.
I think good, you know, I think
The judgment is not really the place of this show.
It's relative. You could say that he's like the perfect user in a way. He uses TikTok so hard, so passionately.
Yes, he engages with it so thoroughly that
he's just developed, he's like a perfectly efficient...
It's not unlike that that parachute metaphor you were using earlier when you were talking about
parachute. Yeah, I wish I never brought that up.
Well, no, I thought it was interesting.
It confused
because,
me.
Well, it's interesting, though, because when we talked about the parachute, there was a lot of bad things a parachute could do. Obviously, good things. It saves a life of a person falling from a plane. And then neutral things as well, that jamboree reference. you know, I think it's similar.
What was the
TikTok.
Bad thing? Science class? Getting out of science class?
Mark talked about
so
running.
So everything they teach you in that is like we're supposed to believe every single thing that we're taught just because it's class.
Teachers infallible
you know, arbiters of pure knowledge. Goodness,
yeah.
Right?
When all that shit is completely made up. Kevin, are you able to like
they change it?
I know you switch accounts to watch more.
Well,
like,
good news, everyone.
Go back to class. They changed it. No, just to say this.
Yes.
What you learned that you think is so great.
Yes.
Go back to class.
They
now.
Changed.
They changed
everything.
It.
Yeah, well, they act like and they act like they didn't change it.
And they didn't say decided. That when they taught it, right? No. And they're not saying it out. And this will change. It changed.
No. Yeah.
And it's changing again.
Yeah. And they say it didn't change.
Oh, well, you know, they got rid
no,
of Pluto.
It's
yeah.
Bears. It's Percy Bears.
They got rid of Pluto.
You actually really? Think they did that?
They got rid of Pluto.
Go right. check. It's back.
Right. Yeah, right. That's
go
what
check.
Happened. Yeah, right.
It is back.
No, it's fine. It's... Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what happened. Kevin.
Oh, yeah. You're fine, Zach. Yeah.
I logged into my Finsta, so we're back.
Your what?
My fake Instagram account for my TikTok.
Finsta.
Oh, I thought it said.
I thought that was because when you're in America, there's more apps and things than in Australia. Legitimately, everyone's on the next thing.
He has a Finsta for his TikTok. That's just what he has. He has a Finsta
fake Instagram.
How's a Finsta?
Why do you need an Instagram for a TikTok?
He's got one that's fake.
He doesn't. He needs a Finstagram for his TikTok.
Yes, it's a Finsta, right. and it's for his TikTok, and that's
why he has a fake Instagram.
It's a Finsta. He's got it, and it's for his TikTok.
It's a Finsta.
And he logged into his Finsta.
Not a Finksta. He's got a. Is it fake Instagram?
Fake Instagram.
Fake Instagram for
it's a Finsta.
So the TikTok.
You know
is
the
fake?
K in fake is.
So it's like a fake Insta, but fick fuck wouldn't work. Fick fuck.
It's not a fick talk. It's a Finsta, and it's for.
Is it a so fick talk?
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
so it's a fick fuck.
I thought you were logging into a fake Instagram account to log into TikTok, but
it's a fick fuck.
This is a fake TikTok.
It's not a fake.
It is not a fake TikTok.
Real TikTok. It is a fake Instagram account. He has used to access real TikTok.
I don't understand. So you just sign
but
up to it.
But isn't it inherently real? If it
well, what I mean, is exists, like, what's exists? The accusation here?
No, it's just
that
a confusion.
Kevin is tricking us?
Yeah.
I'm genuinely confused. Yeah. Why do you need an Instagram to get into TikTok?
A fake Instagram.
Broden, that's clear.
It is not.
It's clear that you're genuinely confused.
Yeah.
No one
I
thought
understand
you
a little
confused.
Bit. There might be like some people might be alarmed by the fact that on this page it clearly says that Kevin is not logged in.
Mm-hmm.
Such is the precision element of this Finsta. It is so fake.
The Finsta is undetectable.
Mm-hmm.
So the login button remains even when you've accessed your Finsta.
It's not even able to detect that Kevin is logged in via his Finsta.
And it suggests you follow The Rock.
It's untraceable.
It suggests that you follow.
That
you
is
follow
that
the Rock.
That is a component of the. That is actually the sort of the high sign that everything is going to plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock is fun, isn't he?
He can be. Yeah. He can
be
fun.
Y'all follow The Rock.
I do. I love his. He takes some of those wrestling speeches and he uses it to promote his films and whatnot. I think that's lot of fun.
Fun, huh?
Yeah. It's fun.
He'll throw a little swear in there, won't he?
Yeah. He will, and he will.
The
but
Rock
he doesn't.
Will swear.
Yeah.
But he strikes me as a driven guy.
Oh, he worked. I think he is one of the hardest people at working that I know of.
He's, yeah.
Come he now, play it now. Working. Now.
Yeah,
now.
Go.
Boy's walking up doing little dance moves to the phone. He kneels down. He's going to propose, but there's no ring in there at all. And now he's dancing. He's got his hand up pointing. And now he pointed at the dog. And we're slowly coming in on the dog who's watching. Oh,
Shut it down.
Did it start to loop again? Is that what happened?
No, we had to shut it down, Mark.
No, we had to stop.
What happened?
We had to stop the video.
Oh, thank God.
What
thank
happened?
Thank God I said something. Oh, my God. That could have gone bad.
Zach, when you asked that question, there was part of me at the beginning of the thought, what the fuck is this guy bringing up now? I'm so eager to watch the video. And we wouldn't have covered it. We wouldn't have known what to do.
We would have watched that.
I mean,
because
I promised to watch the guy for the duration.
I was watching
of the
guy as well. I was watching the guy.
That was no
a hard cut reverse angle on the dog's face,
which is what I
reacting
said,
to the dancing. I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything that you said after that. That was so disorienting.
Oh my god! I was watching the guy, right, and you've got to understand he wasn't taking up the whole frame. He was maybe
slow down a little. Let's formalize this,
yeah, right?
Because I had my eyes closed, and so I'd like to know exactly.
Right.
What
so
happened.
I'll tell you what happened from my experience, right?
And you were watching the guy.
I'm watching the guy, yeah. And he is really taking up a small portion of the screen, maybe the top. Right.
Upper
corner,
third,
right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Upper third, upper quarter, even. Not a huge amount of the screen. Mm. I'm watching this guy. And then from my perspective, because I've really quite lasered in, from my perspective, I just see a mass of golden hair. Mm. I just see a mass of golden hair. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm upset. I'm confused. I think the man's turned into sort of this mass of golden hair. I think
there's been an accident, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought the camera's moved in.
Accident.
Well, I don't know at this point, right?
What do you mean? So where does the hair come from?
Well, I'm saying, you know, a few seconds later...
Mark, it's like a fucking snuff film.
This guy,
you formed a relationship with this man.
Have you seen Joel Schumacher's 8mm?
Yes, I have. It's that, akin to that?
It's akin to that, and of course we transpose ourselves as we were watching this into the characters.
I was thinking of myself as the dog owner. I mean, yes. Zach, were you?
I mean, I'm the guy. I'm watching the dog. I'm watching the man. Right?
You're watching the experience. Yeah.
I was the second dog because that's of course where those are my eyes. Right? So that's all I got to go. You know, those are the only.
I'm
guys,
thinking I'm
eyes
the owner, and I'm doing everything I can to kind of show off and impress the dog. And the dog's reaction is priceless. There's one where I think the dog's reaction is they have somehow disintegrated this man or reformed him as just a mass of golden curls, and I am so disturbed by this idea of my dog doing this to me I couldn't think about anything else. I was
could
sick
you imagine
of,
this dog you love, this dog you love right. more than nothing in the world, you know, they've probably formed, they've made an account for them, they've formed a really passionate relationship with them, to discover through no fault of their own, you know, they're a dog, they have they have a much smaller brain than us, that it has the ability to transform men into sort of fields of golden dog hair.
Right.
What do you do there? Do you have to put that dog down?
Well, at the point that you turned into hair, I'm not sure that you even have that ability.
So,
looking back, you go, I wish I'd put this dog down.
Right. So you think, I'm so sorry. I thought the man dancing was not the owner of the dog. I thought that was sort of a dancer they'd hired.
Interesting.
Broden, you were watching the dog. can you sort of explain? Because I'm basically what I'm being described here is that like the film 8mm, which is about snuff films, a man.
Tom Wells is a private investigator. He's contacted by...
Played by Nicolas Cage, right?
Yes. He's contacted by a wealthy widow. She just lost her husband.
This
she
isn't a TikTok. This is 8mm.
No, but this is like... It's helpful, though, for kind of understanding a little bit more
context,
of what we watched.
Then. Yeah.
She found a strip of 8mm film in his safe.
At
least by appearance, depicts what appears to be the murder of a young woman. Mm. And so he recruits the help of a adult video store employee, Max California, to...
Portrayed by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes. Mm. To sort of delve deeper and deeper into this world of underground snuff
films. And
well, here we're explaining this all to Broden. He's in the movie. Didn't you play Machine, Broden?
Did you play Machine, Broden?
I don't think so.
You don't think you played Machine.
And this is by the director of Batman and Robin, right?
It's, Phone Booth, but I guess he also did Batman and
Phone
Robin.
Booth.
Sure.
Phone Booth? Yeah, I remember him doing Phone
Booth. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Answer your question.
Because what I'm picturing now is that the owner turns into a fluff of hair.
If I'm going to be honest, I was supposed to be watching The Golden Retriever. I found myself drawn to the music more than anything, which you would have heard. Marry Me by, or...
it was a Taylor Swift Taylor song, Swift. I believe.
What's it called?
Yeah. Not it's called Love Story. It says on the video. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's written at the top, yeah.
Taylor Swift's Love Story, which is about marrying someone. That's an earlier, so you can see where I was coming from.
Was that Taylor's version? Because
it also says that on the video.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. I wasn't looking at that, and I refuse to listen to Taylor if it's not Taylor's version. So
this was on her terms.
Yeah. No danger of that. Yeah.
Thank God.
And what I found is when that hard cut happened, the music started again.
Oh, so that wasn't the looping of the video.
I imagine if you watched it through and it looped back like TikTok do, then you would hear the song. The time it started again would be the third time you hear the beginning of the song.
So is it?
I'm picking up on what's happening here. The conflict, the friction between us, all of our careers being in rough shape, the beating heart of this issue. Social media is making us insane.
Oh. Right.
Well, yeah, this that's so shit. Thematic,
the shit that is. They stick a funnel, a hose down our throats, and they attach a funnel to the end, and they put shit
enjoy
like
the
this.
Slop.
Yes, and they get a stick, and they ram it down the tube.
I feel like the
as you start to spit it back up.
What it's done to Sean's wife,
big boot.
Yes,
yeah.
I hate
what it's done
media.
To this man's wife, who would Slumps send him this in the middle throat. Of the no. day.
And then what it's done to us.
She knows I'm recording.
In return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She knew I was recording. All day I talked about having this. The whole, from the second I woke up, I couldn't sleep. 5 a.m., I'm eyes bright at the ceiling. She hears me hyperventilating. She goes, what's happening? I'm going, it's Auntie Donna Day.
Yeah.
Donna Day. All the boys. It's going to be so much fun. Last time we got along great, I said.
Yeah.
She said, oh, I'm happy you're so excited. Of course, now she can't go back to sleep. What does she do? Roll over, open up her phone, TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Did you tell her what time, though? Did you tell her what time?
Yeah. She knew. So do you? Because she was trying to work.
So you think
she was trying to work and I was in her room.
Do you think she searched for the like a TikTok that would just fuck us? Do you think she was spending time trying to find...
I think she's jealous
you heard
of
her
relationship with
you
guys.
Heard her? No. I think it's much, much more sinister than that.
So it wasn't sent in earnest.
You heard
That's
her.
My question.
This is normal to her.
Yeah.
This is someone who has built up such a resistance to the sickness and the filth that we are forced to just mainline every day. First in our schools... First in science class.
At school, at science class, and they just soften you up that they can inject you, right? Yeah. And she's so fucking golden retriever life pilled that she doesn't even know she's doing it.
She
can't
walking
even
through
feel
life.
When she's gone full Ellie golden retriever mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel it. Yeah. It's normal to her.
Yeah.
At this point, it's normal to her. And meanwhile, what is happening now? She's with my child.
Oh, God.
She's with my son. Heard. He's exposed to that.
Yeah.
Do you have?
And here I am with you guys.
We have
when
to
I
go.
Should be protecting
we have to
from
stop
the TikTok.
It. We have to stop.
We have to stop.
That contact from happening
Let's
right
watch
now.
The end of the video. I do want to watch the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's more. Absolutely.
Because so we have to know also what she's going to do when she gets to your
Okay, so this is, so Mark's seen, did you see that, Mark?
No, I closed my eyes.
Good.
I'll watch the dog, Zach, you keep watching the top of the screen.
Okay.
The camera is now facing the doggy.
Your dog's watching the dances and his mouth is moving up and down. He's got little fucked up teeth. Oh, God. And now he's sniffing. He smells how bad the dance is. He can't work.
Okay.
Did you see what happened there, though? Did you hear that?
I heard the loop
start
again.
But he didn't like it. He didn't like that.
He wanted to kill him.
He hated that dance.
So it wasn't it wasn't a pause. Okay, sorry, you guys go. Sorry.
Wasn't paused over
well,
the
they, well, they probably
no,
would have been.
Don't do anything. Don't do anything.
Zach probably wouldn't
it's
have been
over.
Paying
We're
attention.
Done. Nobody do nothing. Just do nothing. Is there a tour? You guys have a thing? Is there a tour? Like
whatever.
You're editing.
No, we don't care.
Okay.
No, Mark. Yes, we're going on tour to America next year.
Maybe.
It's booked. We got it. We'll see you there.
What?
No, don't stop.
It's fucking booked.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.